Welcome to Take 5, a podcast brought to you by New Leaf Training and Development. Each edition is an inspiring interview with a leader worth listening to. Enjoy!
Hi there, I'm Mark Griffiths, a client partner at New Leaf Training and Development. And I'm joined today by Bucky Awobuswuyi, who is a speaker and strategic HR professional, and actually someone I met at a recent Society of Human Resource Management chapter meeting that I was speaking at. Bucky, for 20 years now at New Leaf Training and Development, we focus on our core purpose of helping people and organisations better manage themselves, lead others, and grow business acumen. What are your recommended best practices to help people and organisations be their best? But please do start by telling us a little bit more about what you do and who you serve.
Thank you, Mark, and thank you for introducing me and bringing me along. And I'm so happy to be here. I wouldn't have had it any other way, just fellow Brit. And so I will tell you about myself and who I represent. So I am Bucky, and I am becoming a CEO of my own becoming. And that is a tagline that I'm just saying, that it shows that learning is all that we are. We can't stop learning, because you stay stagnant if you just stay at your bench level. So that's all I'll say for now about who I am. If you want to know more, follow me on LinkedIn and you'll see my journey. But I will say that who I'm here to serve is anybody who wants to be encouraged and empowered, especially in the businesses. I'm looking to encourage employees and also the businesses, because learning and development starts from the grassroots levels all the way up to leadership and visionaries.
Love that. Thank you for that background. And with all that vast experience you've had, what are your kind of best practices to help people and organizations be their best?
Well, the first thing I would say, Mark, is to encourage everyone to fill up your own cup. I mean, we start off maybe with a cup of Joe in America. In England, we start with a cup of tea. But here, what fills us up is, what fills us up is literally having yourself, you know, what is it that makes you happy? And I think doing more of that, because a lot of employees are in work feeling that they're not contributing because they're not at their best. It sometimes can feel like it's soul sucking to just keep working if you don't have a purpose. So I would say that the reason that I want to encourage people is because so many employees have so much to offer outside of work that they don't bring into the workplace. And that's where learning and development actually is needed.
Love that. You've got such tremendous energy, and I just wonder where your purpose comes from to pour into this work.
Yeah, well, I mean, I would say there's two reasons that I have the energy for what I do. Number one is because I am a mother first, and I am also a creative, and I do have faith. I know everyone's got their own faith journey, but that's what inspires me. Everyone has their why. And for me, my job is my why, but my job is more than just one capacity. I think if you think of Robert Kiyosaki, I would say that he taught me about rich dad, poor dad. And I realized that to be rich, and also the same with Ken Honda. Happy money is created by your own internal desire to do something that you love. So these are my loves, and that's why I do what I do.
Tremendous purpose. And just one more thing I'd love to hear for a couple of minutes on is, before we hit record, we were talking about AI and how that's influencing the workplace, and particularly the work that you do, and having to almost reimagine ourselves in a number of different ways, and how that old traditional job is almost a thing of the past. Do you want to talk a little bit more about that?
Yeah, thank you. That's a very, very constant thing with HR right now. Obviously, people who are in HR, they know that it's, even when you try and look at applications, everybody uses like ChatGPT to change your resume so that it's catchy. And I mean, bots can spot that. I mean, it's not authentic. What I was trying to say is AI is needed, but also the real person is needed. If you have a job and you're in this day and age where digital media is used to kind of create the interface, because you're not having the same customer to customer interaction, that's why jobs are still needing that human touch. AI is still a robot at the end of the day, and its commands are not the same as a human commands. Yes, it can be more efficient, but is it empathetic? That's the question I ask. And I don't think it is.
And how do you think it will affect? We were speaking about job roles, and maybe we would have had a career 30, 35 years doing one thing, and now we're having to evolve. Is that going to continue, do you think?
Yeah, I definitely think the evolution of AI is going to shape how people work. And it's going to do it in two ways: beneficial, and you could twirl it tongue in cheek. How it's going to benefit people by having AI is everything is going to be super fast, it's going to be streamlined, and it's going to be done to the X to the T. But sometimes machines can't do what a human would do, in the sense of a machine is still going to give you efficiency, but it's not going to give you the identity that an organization needs. It's culture. A culture is defined by the people, the place, the values, and people's customs. So it's interesting. Rio Ferdinand pops in mind because he was a player at Manchester United so many years. Now, why he said he stayed and he was in winning with Arsene Wenger at the time was because the culture. I said Arsene Wenger, but I think it's not Arsene Wenger.
Alex Ferguson.
Alex Ferguson, please don't kill me, Alex
There we
Ferguson.
go.
If you
We'll
watch
edit that
this,
bit out.
Alex Ferguson had a culture. He was a visionary, okay? So the leadership is what defines. So leadership is going to be needed. AI is going to work with the managers, but leadership is still going to have to create the vision. So AI is only going to make the metrics better, but the leadership needs to still keep being creative. Now, what I was linking in to mentioning Ferdinand, okay, was the fact that he stayed with such a winning culture. Over the years, they were winning championships. And why was that? It was because the values of the leadership at the top made the people in the system keep going and wanting to do it well. So I believe in this AI stage, we need leaders who really want to change the world. And the way they can do that is by inspiring people to be leaders too. We're all creative. We have things that we do outside of work. What if we brought them into the workplace to help people be better?
Wow, and we've covered so much in 5 minutes. I almost see a part two of this take five coming, maybe even a podcast. Mark and Bucky, Bucky and Mark, we can agree that afterwards at some stage. This is tremendous. But in the time we have, I do want to thank everyone who watches these and thank you, Bucky, as well, for your insights to help people and organizations be their best. I'll certainly be following your journey on LinkedIn. But before we sign off, just a reminder for our subscribers to always keep an eye on our events page at the website for the professional development opportunities we offer on a regular basis. And with that, have a wonderful rest of the day.
Thank you.
I hope you found that interview useful. And if you did, feel free to rate, review, and share this podcast. We'll be back next week with another episode, and we also invite you to check out our other weekly podcast, Going the Extra Mile, which is sure to lift your spirit and encourage you in today's working world. Bye for now.